All across the country, thousands of minor league baseball players dream of making it to the major leagues. In Idaho, that includes the son of the man many consider to be the best hockey player ever. From Boise, Scott Graff has more on a young athlete trying to make his name on the diamond.
2 hours before their game, members of the Boise Hawks rotate in and out of the batter's box to take practice swings. Once batting practice is over, players spread out and gather the baseballs they just hit. See, picking up after yourself is part of the deal when you play here at one of the lowest levels in minor league baseball.
You know, we can't complain. You know, there's so many kids that want to be in our position, and, you know, we got to go out there every day and just, you know, enjoy it.
This is Trevor Gretzky. His father, Wayne, dominated professional hockey in the 1980s and 90s. Wayne Gretzky's son is in Idaho this summer as a member of the Chicago Cubs organization. He was drafted out of high school in the seventh round of the 2011 draft. Before that, he'd planned on playing college baseball for former major leaguer Tony Gwynn at San Diego State. But when Trevor had the chance to pursue a career as a professional, he took the opportunity.
It was a really hard decision. You know, I wanted to go to San Diego State a lot. You know, great coaching staff there, but my dad always told me, you know, if you want to be good at something, you got to start, you know, as early as possible and get working.
Gretzky played last summer for the Cubs rookie team in Arizona. He hit 300 and was rewarded with a promotion this year to the organization's Class A short season team in Boise, one of the most remote minor league clubs in the country. Trevor and his teammates now ride tour buses to games all around the Northwest. Their average road trip is 460 miles one way. The team's manager, Gary Van Tall, says if the grind of life in the minors is wearing on Trevor, he's not showing it.
I've been very impressed with the way he has gone about his business. And for him being a young player in professional baseball, he's handled himself extremely well.
The young Gretzky says the lack of ice in L.A. where he grew up meant he gave up hockey about 10 years ago. Now he's a 6'4", skinny left fielder working on his arm strength. His hitting coach, former major leaguer Bill Buckner, says Gretzky works hard but wants to play more.
He's competing for playing time now. He's not playing every day. But, you know, he keeps coming up and asks me, hey, what's the deal? What's going on? I said, you know, when you get your opportunity, you're just going to have to perform. Swing the bat well, and you do that, then you'll get more chances to play.
And lately, he's been doing more of that. He singled in this at-bat, and on a recent trip to Vancouver, Gretzky had hits in five straight games. The trip back to his father's native Canada displayed Trevor's potential at the plate. It also highlighted something else, the unusual buzz the 20-year-old is creating all across the Northwest League. Rob Fay is the assistant GM for the Vancouver Canadiens. He says before Gretzky's first game in Canada, the team got 25 to 30 media requests, a much higher number than normal. Despite all the distractions, the younger Gretzky took the attention in stride.
He handled all those questions fantastically, and then he did something that I'd never seen before. At the end of the scrum, usually the player just peels off. He actually stopped when all the cameras were turned off and shook every reporter's hand and said, thanks for coming out and covering this series.
Trevor is a fan favorite in Boise despite limited playing time. Part of it is his willingness to stay on the field after games and sign autographs as long as he's needed. But he also recognizes that a lot of it just comes from being the son of a sports legend.
You know, there's so many things I've had the privilege to do because of him, and there's really nothing for me to complain about. I come out here just like all the other guys, and I'm privileged to be here and play the game with all these guys.
Halfway through the season, the young Gretzky finds himself stuck behind another left fielder who also happens to be one of their team's best hitters. Gretzky is hitting under 250, and his manager says there's a good chance that Trevor's time to blossom will be next year back in Idaho. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Boise.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Last Sunday, more evidence surfaced that there's a world record for everything. 1,693 people in a line in Dublin simultaneously engaged in river dance. This means that the 652 people who'd done that in Nashville a while back slipped into second place in the category. A spokesperson for the record-setting spectacle said that 2,800 people had originally been named as participants, but the careful counters from Guinness World Records tallied only the aforementioned 1,693. which means somebody didn't have a partner, right? Oh, it's not that kind of dancing? Then never mind.